And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock Cod Rick Maxa is still in Venice, Louisiana, catching big redfish. Corey Sandin is in here today co-hosting, and we have Mr. John Ireland all the way from Rancho Leonero and Baja East Cape here talking fishing, talking great spots, and talking margaritas. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish habit, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there, too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up. Cutwater Spirits celebrates those who work smarter, not harder, and know that enjoying a bar-quality cocktail is as easy as cracking open a can. No mixing required. We cut out that step for you. Made in San Diego with our real award-winning spirits, Cutwater canned cocktails are ready to enjoy, ready when you are. All you gotta do is choose your cocktail, such as our fan favorites like our lime margarita, tiki rum Mai Tai, vodka mule, or mango margarita, or try them all. Please enjoy responsibly. All right, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And I think the guy in studio may have brought some of that Baja Sur weather all the way through.
I think so. It feels very Rancho Leonero like in the weather here today. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Pete.
Yeah.
You blame it on Javier.
Yeah.
Javier is the latest tropical storm that's on San Diego right now.
Yeah. 85 degrees and balmy at sunrise.
At sunrise, yeah. Pretty crazy. And a little bit of rain, which we could use.
Yeah.
Certainly, yeah.
It was 87 degrees in my car on the way down from North County.
Wow.
So it's more than 6:30 in the morning.
And I was looking at the Terrafin sea surface temperature charts. 80-degree water in Southern California.
Isn't that incredible?
That's sea surface temperature, but it's still 80 degrees.
I think Mark Wish might be right, too, about maybe a push or those toothy...
Yeah, it could happen.
Yeah.
It could happen, yeah.
I don't want to say it, but...
Yeah.
It might happen.
Yeah, you're talking Wahoo.
I know.
Yeah. Everybody loves Wahoo.
You never know, right? Yeah. So, speaking of Rancho, in our house, things down on the ranch.
Good. Everything's good. You know, we had a pretty spectacular year fishing so far. It started slow, as you're aware. aware.
Yep.
Right after the Let's Talk Hookup tournament.
It turned off.
It turned off.
We had a really slow tournament, and then all of a sudden, the switch pulled.
It was really, really good fishing. About the best action I actually recall in a long, long time. Big Dorado. Jeez, whopper Dorado. Mostly males, really interesting. 90% were probably males, big flatheads. And, 30 to 50 pounders were common.
Yeah,
a lot of them.
That's a big Dorado, man.
People don't realize. I mean, a 40 pounder is 5.5-6 feet long.
Whopper.
Yeah.
Gary Graham posted on Facebook. Did you see that? The 80 pounder?
80 pound Dorado?
80 pounder. It was taken off,
I didn't know they got
off
that
the
big.
Tip over, down by the arches, not by on our side. But
wow.
Yeah, a lot of them. And the
80 pounds.
I think 57 pounds is the big one. The Dorado Shootout.
The Dorado Shootout.
Yeah, on the East Cape.
A lot of big Dorado. That's a big Dorado.
Big Dorado.
I had a friend send me pictures of. He had a day where he had a 55, a 45, and a 35
those,
in one day.
Yeah.
Those giants. Are all giants.
And the amazing thing is a Dorado, like we're looking at them in our local waters here too, like
eight to
12 pounds. And, they're beautiful. But
and they grow fast.
Their lifespan is like only 2 years.
Yeah. Their whole lifespan.
Is like right at the two-year mark.
Right. They're the fastest growing fish, I think, in the water.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's cool. And so a lot of marlin around too. And what about the elusive wahoo?
We've had a wahoo in and out. It's so hard to predict when the wahoo are going to be around and when they're not. We have them. Normally, it's warmer water fish, but they come in the winter. They come in and out. Normally, when there's some around, there's more. And this year in particular, they've been around sporadically. And we've been picking them up off the White Cliffs south around Venaramas and off the lighthouse. And there was a real good run for about 3 weeks when they were in a big way. Not real, real big fish compared to what we normally get. They were 20 to 50, 60 pounds. But the divers were getting a lot of them. They were spearing them. And they're pretty easy fish. They're brave fish, so they don't...
Curious.
Yeah.
Yeah, they come right in.
And they're breezers. They hang right on the top, on the surface. And, they're kind of actually a lazy fish. I shot a few of them myself, and they're really pretty easy to approach.
Yeah, they're not... They're
brave.
They're
brave, and they're not skittish. Dorado and the tuna and everything else. So
and
the bottom fish.
And how about rooster fish?
Big rooster fish.
Yeah.
As usual. Big rooster fish all year. And because the fishing was so good and the bite was outside, this 30 to 40 miles off most of the season. And small pods of porpoise. It was nice because smaller pods of porpoise. Holding tuna, right? So, and they're very spread and fast-moving schools. And what happens when they're not real, real concentrated, you don't get all the boats on the pile at the same time driving them down. So normally there'll be one, two, three boats at the most on these smaller pods of porpoise holding the tuna. So they don't get driven down and everybody limits out. They haven't been real, real big fish, They've been 10 to 30 pounds, something like that. But everybody's been limiting real, real regularly and consequently rolling way outside. So that's been the favorite fish. Everybody's been going for that. And consequently, there hasn't been the pressure on inshore on the rooster fish that there normally be. And also bait was kind of been an issue this year. It's gotten a lot better. Now we're getting good bait. But early in the season, spring,
it's tough.
tougher to get live bait.
Yeah.
They're all living inside that marina,
Yeah.
And then they outlawed making bait in the marina. So, it's been
made
tough.
It tough on the guys. So, the best time of the year right now through, October.
It's good.
It's looking pretty. It could be really good fall.
Yeah, I think so. And in fact, it has been. I expect the bite to continue. I really do through October.
Yeah.
And October is a big month, and we're offering some specials in October as well.
Are you in October?
Which is unusual.
Well, now so we still have all of September too. There's a special roll through September.
Right. We have the show special that we actually ran through September. That's pretty good discount, 20-25%.
Nice.
Interesting. Yeah.
And Rancho Leonero is one of the last, if not the last, of the all-inclusive resorts, right?
It is. It's interesting, you know, we were actually the new guy on the block way back.
Yeah.
And now we're the last of really the traditional hotels that offer the all-inclusive. Not all-inclusive, but your meals certainly are included. We also prepare your fish and freeze your fish for free, and we're the last hotel to do that as well.
Yeah.
Try to keep it as much as I can.
Just simple.
Yeah, everybody else is Morphin, and they aspire to be a Hyatt or Hilton, and we're just looking at the old traditional.
Yeah, just the standard.
And that's the way it runs.
Which is awesome, right? I mean, as a guest, you want to be able to enjoy and not have to worry about the cost of this or that. And in other places, you know, catering to that kind of thing, they'll charge you for, like, everything, like you're talking about.
Yeah, we try to avoid that. We really do, you know, with no hidden costs and make it as simple as possible. And, you know, all the guests, it's the same thing. Don't change anything, you know. That's it. If I get one comment throughout the thing, just don't change anything. Please keep it the way it is. Because people, you know, it's touchstone. People like to come in. And everybody's familiar. All the same employees are there. And so everyone knows everyone. And our guests, you know, 90% of our guests are return guests as well.
That's
so
awesome. Yeah, how has the invent of CVX and the ease of parking in the U.S. and walking into the Tijuana airport, how has that
paying $110 round trip.
Right.
I wouldn't say it gave us many more guests, but it's certainly a good option for the guests. It's always a lot less money.
Yeah.
You know, what I do is I fly down on Alaska, and because it's easy going in, and then I fly back normally on Valaris and walk across, and because it's domestic when in Valaris, and also it's always at least half what it would be in Alaska. Oh, yeah.
You mean half the price?
But I'm going to say something. John's also a Mexican citizen. He doesn't have to wait in line.
No.
Because that's a big deal.
And I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You're talking about clearing customs when you reach the airport down there.
Versus if you go through CBX both ways, when you land in Mexico,
10 times
you walk right in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
for me, it's
for you, it's a lot easier. For an American citizen, flying down to Alaska is more of a challenge.
Right, but they never asked me for my passport. I have it there. I'm ready to go. And
sure.
I've never been asked coming back in through Tijuana.
Yeah.
And I don't look Mexican. You know So.
Yeah.
But they don't.
No, but I'm saying, going down, flying down on Alaska. And I'm not bagging on Alaska. I love flying down Alaska. And it's an easier deal. I live 7 minutes from the airport in San Diego versus the other deal. It takes a lot longer. It's just sometimes if you hit the Cabo airport
at the wrong time.
Boy,
you could wait an hour in line.
Now I know. Now
you could wait an hour in line.
Yeah. You're talking about going in.
Yes.
I get the good line. I certainly do.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's never anybody in the Mexicans only line.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And we're truly going through CBX. We're clearing customs when we enter the airport.
Like as you walk through.
You're done. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
There is the X factor. You get down there and you don't know whether it's going to be busy or not busy. So you got to leave a lot more time. So
there's that factor. They've changed it now. They've rearranged the airport, Tijuana Airport, and it's a lot easier now
than it was.
Yeah, with the CBX and everything. They're fine tuning.
Made it bigger.
Yeah, they made it bigger. They're fine tuning. Yeah, they're really.
They had no idea, I think, on the success that it would be when they first started the thing, right?
No.
Remember when they first started, we were just going, wow, this is like the greatest invention ever, right? And get to walk into because we used to drive into the Tijuana Airport, right? Back in the old Aero-Scaro days and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah. And now it's just like such an easy program, and it's just become hugely popular.
It is, and they're watching it now because you have to show when you're going through the CBX. Not only do you need your SKU for the CBX, you also need your plane ticket. They want to see that SKU as well because they're having problems with. Because it's so easy going across, people coming into the airport and then walking and trying to go through the CBX.
Exactly. Trying to utilize the CBX without flying.
Because it's that easy.
It's super easy.
Cool. It really is.
I could tell you this, that as an American and being not afraid of Mexico, but just always that thing in the back of your head, you know, the CBX that's really what introduced me to El Salto and going to Picachos and traveling to Mexico because it's so easy. There's no fear. Like
park right there.
You're parking in the U.S. and you don't realize you're even walking across the border.
As soon as you get on the ramp, the tower going across, you're in the United States anyway.
Yeah.
I I'll text. Normally my wife picks me up, and I'll text when the wheels hit the ground, and it's always never more than 15 minutes from the time the wheels touch the asphalt to where I'm across the border.
Yeah, and so you're, 15 minutes. So you don't have checked-in luggage?
No. I either carry on. Yeah,
even with the check-in luggage, it's 25 minutes.
No, they're pretty fast. They're definitely fast with the luggage as well. There have been times when I do it, and they're real fast.
So if you do live in Southern California and you want to fly Volaris and utilize a CTBX, it is just super friendly, easy, and cheap. You could leave San Diego or Tijuana at 9 in the morning and be having lunch and a margarita at the ranch.
And they also have 3 flights a day, you understand. You can also fly into La Paz, which is another 2 flights a day. But they have one early in the morning, and they have another one that goes out late in the evening that goes out like 9:30 or 10 from down there. And you gain an hour coming back up here. But, you know, you can get a full day and then catch that late night flight.
Incredible.
Yeah, so that's very convenient as well.
So the access has become way easier with the addition of CBX and also all the different flights. You fly out of LAX, you fly out of Orange County, out of San Diego. There's a lot of flights.
That airport's amazing.
You said it's the second busiest airport in Mexico?
I looked at third business. Mexico City, Cancun, and then San Luis.
Wow.
And
it's
when I first went down there, that airport wasn't there.
Yeah.
In 1979, I had to fly in Tijuana, La Paz. That's how I used to go back and forth in the early days.
Yeah. And La Paz is a nice alternative.
Oh, yeah.
It's a the ranch will pick you up in La Paz too. It's a little more expensive, but it's a nice drive through the mountains there.
Beautiful, especially right now.
And La Paz Airport is tiny compared to Cabo now.
Yeah, it is, and not many people in and out. It's nice, and the same thing with Tijuana. Tijuana Airport's quite a bit smaller than San Diego.
Yeah,
and Lindbergh. So
yeah, but it's growing.
Oh, it's growing,
And they have all the facilities there, too, which everything you pretty much
do. Yeah, they do. It's a nice little airport. Yeah,
bars and everything, yeah.
It's a nice little airport. It's not intimidating at all.
No. Once you do it, people that are very intimidated by, I don't know about flying in and out of Tijuana.
I'll tell you, all I can think about is walking that beach and casting on rooster fish and just...
Yeah.
And
it's so easy. What we're talking about is access to a different world is so easy.
When I first went down there, and then I was looking at the property, considering buying it, there was no interest in Cabo San Lucas. No one even knew where it was or what it was. But for me, it's so far away from being so close. You know,
right.
A 2-hour plane flight, and you were in the tropics for sure. And for me, that was really
unique. Kind of your vision 35 years ago.
It was really accessible. My timing was really good.
Yeah.
You know, 2 years after I purchased the property, and I would tell people, oh, man, I bought, you know, a ranch down in Cabo San Lucas on the beach. And people go, what's that? Where's that?
Yeah.
You know, what the heck? And 2 years later, you know, there's Cabo restaurant, you know, and it really, really hit. You know, my timing is good and got popular very, very fast. And that's continued. Gosh, it's booming.
Incredible. Pretty awesome.
It's booming.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A lot to talk about with John Ireland from Rancho Leonero.
Oh, I agree with you, Pete. And I'll tell you, man, my heart rate has already dropped a couple notches.
Yeah.
I'm envisioning the margarita sitting in the bar overlooking the reef that I'm going to be snorkeling in the afternoon.
Well, come on down.
I know. Boy. It just sounds so beautiful. I can't believe I've never been down.
We have to change that.
Hearing Bart talk about it, hearing all the boys in the industry talk about it, it's so amazing. Listen, if you want to join us today, drop your heart rate a couple notches and think about the ranch. Give us a shout. 213-432-1090 is the telephone number here. Or you can text us via the app. That's only done through the app. Download super easy. You can listen to previous shows. You can listen to the archives from how far back, Pete?
Months.
Right?
Maybe years.
Right, exactly.
Adam's got them up there. It's like, I don't know, maybe you can go back 2-3 years.
There it is.
Yeah.
And that's the way I listen to the show most of the time, you know, and super easy download. Text us via the app. Make sure you leave your name and telephone number, because at the end of the show, John's going to flip a coin and a pair of Costa sunglasses.
How about
$300 certificate. We've talked about it here many a times, and it's just a really cool deal. You know, most of their glasses are well under that $300 mark. I mean, the ones I'm wearing are like $250 in that range there. But there's beautiful ones.
So you can get add a T-shirt a cleaning kit or something like that. They roll right up. It's a $300 gift certificate to Costa. Selmar.com.
The choice is yours.
Yeah.
All you have to do is give us a call, 213-432-1090, or text us via the app. We're going to be right back. More of John Ireland from Rancho Leonero when we return on the Let's Talk a Kebab, the Mightier 1090 and ESPN Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is Captain Dwayne Diego, four-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year. Running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa. So check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, ULoan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered. The Islander out of Fisherman's Landing has some exciting news. Due to a recent schedule change, they have added several new trips September through November. The Islander has been sold out all season, so now you have the opportunity to get on a day and one half or 3 day trip now in prime time aboard one of the top boats in the fleet. All trips include fantastic meals, stateroom accommodations, and a top-notch fishing experience. Book your fall trip now on the Islander at fishermanslanding.com.
This is Captain Dwayne Diego, Pinnacle Sport Fishing. Visual signs are one of our most important aspects to our charter fishing business. It's the reason myself and all of our crew all wear Costa sunglasses. With advanced polarization technology, Costa is designed to help cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color and comfort to help you see more fish. Costa was founded over 35 years ago by a group of fishermen wanting high-performance lenses for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your pursuit. Check them out at CostaSunglasses.com.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And like I said, my heart rate's dropped a couple notches. And
you ready for margarita sitting up at the bar?
I am. You know what? In fact, I have a question. So I go in, you know, to the local convenience store, and I purchase some of the cutwater, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I love the margarita. I love the Mai Tai. But I have yet to buy what I see every single time. It's called the ranch water. And I know Youssef from Cutwater is a huge, huge fan of Rancho Leonero. Do you think that Cutwater has something to do, named the ranch water?
You know, he's never mentioned it to me.
I wonder.
But it's, you know, he has a home down on the ranch.
Yeah.
And we spend
I wonder
a lot of time.
If he named that after that.
Right?
You know, I got to tell you, Corey, the ranch water is my favorite one. Of all the cut water.
Really?
I love the ranch water.
Yeah.
So great.
Is it what?
Well, it's real simple.
Or?
It's just tequila and soda. And a can. It's so easy, so tasty. Yeah.
We'll have to find out from Youssef.
Yeah, the cutwater ranch water. Yeah, we'll have to ask Youssef.
Youssef's an interesting guy. He really is the chemist, right? No. They're in Eastern Europe right now.
Yeah, no,
wow.
He's a good man, for
yes,
sure.
Yes, he is.
Well, hey, we have phones packed. They want to talk to John, so let's jump into it.
Let's do it. How about Don? Don calling for Woodland Hills. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Don.
First up.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How do you like this nice, humid weather?
Right? Even up in Woodland Hills, huh? You getting the rain, too?
We had a little bit yesterday, but it's supposed to be 114 here today. So I wish I was down at the rink.
Holy mackerel.
So, hey, two things. Number one, absolutely, John, don't change anything at the ranch. It is just picture perfect. Baja is just, it's great. It's absolutely great. My question is actually for Corey. Corey, with all the Dorado that are showing up here off of Southern California, anybody using swim baits that you know of for going after them instead of live bait?
Well, I'll tell you what I did. I'll tell you what I did on Friday when I was out. I tried throwing the little 3-inch swim baits at them because they've been on anchovy, and I had them follow it. I had, you know, typical deal, but I did not catch one on it. There's
you caught them actually on poppers.
I did on poppers. Yeah. So there's a shop up in the LA area that has ordered a bunch of 5-inch slugs. And there's a group of guys getting them on that. I don't know if they're rigging them on spearheads or a light lead head. But if you, and I'm assuming they are, because if you ever look at one in the water, and not on like a 1-ounce lead head, but on a 1/2 ounce, smaller than you think, and you wind it fast on the surface, it looks like a swimming bait fish. And I'm assuming that's what they're doing. I don't know. I really don't. But they're obviously getting them on it.
Yeah. You
know? The guy sent me a picture with his limit, 10 fish. With on the slug, so
wow,
yeah, on the 5-inch.
Wow,
they'll
eat it.
Absolutely,
yeah. Why not?
You'll have to try it.
Yeah, like vermin, right, John?
Like vermin, no more.
I can tell you this.
You guys, be careful. You're lucky. You're lucky to have them here.
Absolutely, yeah. I know that slug thing would work definitely at the ranch in the surf.
Yeah.
In the surf,
fish.
Yeah, the number one bait or lure for the Dorado down bass is little hoochies.
Yeah.
Little shiny.
Yeah. For trolling.
Real small hooks. Yeah. Everything comes up on the hoochies.
Yeah.
Marlin, everything, like those things. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And so, cedar plugs.
Cedar plugs work everywhere.
They work everywhere.
Work there. Isn't that the craziest thing?
They are.
A piece of wood with lead.
The Japanese had it figured out. And then people start fooling with them and they chrome them and everything. They don't work.
No.
Like it's just natural cedar color.
just the wood. Straight wood.
That's straight wood. Hey, Don, stay cool today. And thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Thank you,
we'll look forward to seeing you back at the ranch next June for our Let's Talk Hookup Rancho Leonero tournament.
For sure.
Yeah. Hey, great text here from Chris in Corona. He says he has two quick questions. For fishing the beach for roosters, what artificial bait would you recommend, and what is the secret behind those amazing ribs?
Good question. The fly, you know, it's interesting, but they are suckers for the fly. They go for a fly before they'll go for a conventional artificial lures for whatever reason. But something that makes a racket on the surface, Shimano wax wings are deadly with them. Anything that stays on the
crocodile
top, off the rocks. Yeah, you know, you want crocodiles work as well.
Yeah.
But you have to have more of a sand bottom. There's a lot of rocks down by us, so you want to stay as high off the rocks as you can so you don't get hung up. But
Shimano wax wing is a good one, though.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's
poppers, you know, they eat poppers.
Poppers, they eat, you know, anything that'll stay on the surface and makes a racket and not a real sinking lure.
Yeah.
So that works. And then the ribs. The ribs are interesting because what we do is we marinate them for a couple days prior to our Saturday night feast, and then the day of Saturday, they cook them in the oven prior, and then they cook them on the mesquite barbecue after they
finish them on the mesquite.
They finish them on the mesquite.
So what's the marinade?
Pete's
digging deep.
Wait till you try these ribs. I usually miss it because I'm doing the show and then I fly down like on Sunday, right? So
you
it's Saturday
them.
Night ribs. Yeah.
No,
but
really
Jennifer promised me next year she's going to switch the days so I can make sure of that.
We'll do that. You honestly miss them. That's right.
I miss them every time.
It's funny you mention it because it's the number one thing I hear Rick rave about.
Right. Yeah.
They're really, really good. I normally don't like pork ribs, but these are just killer.
Dynamite.
But
they have like the secret
meat falls off the bone. It really is really good.
It's like a citrus marinade that they use.
And I can't tell you exactly what the secret, not because I'm keeping it secret. I don't know. I'm not the chef down there.
Well, that's the thing is that, you know, normally on an all-inclusive type of thing, you think, oh, the food's going to be mediocre. The food's really good.
Food is good.
Yeah.
You know, I eat all my meals at the hotel. I never eat up at the house. And so I'm the biggest critic because the menu repeats every week, you know. So we're constantly tweaking it and stuff. But the food is really, really good.
Yeah.
And I always hear you mention, like you're eating the food too. Like,
oh,
that's,
yeah, no.
I mean, it's that level. I mean, you have a choice, right? So, but you're eating the ranch.
Yeah, I do have a choice. I can eat up at the house or whatever. It's I set up the menu to my taste and everything else, so it really works for me. Yeah.
If rib night is like one of the most popular, what would be the next one?
Make your own taco night's a big one.
Wow.
And we do Mexican
night.
Yeah,
we do
Mexican night 3 nights a week actually.
Wow.
Because that was our the big complaint. People would come in different times of the week, and we'd only have one night Mexican night or two. And they expect it. The guests want to eat Mexican food.
But it's all, you know, homemade chili rellenos, homemade enchiladas.
All legit.
Carne asada,
handmade
tortillas. Yeah, it's
handmade
tortillas. It's the real deal.
No, it's all the real deal. The girls in the kitchen are amazing.
Oh, yeah. You're making me hungry now, right?
I know.
Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
Oh, I'm sure it's making John from Escondido hungry, too. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. So I got two questions. One for Corey and then one for I've never been to the ranch, but I've gone down and I fished. How do I book going out in a pond? And then for Corey, what color slugs did they ask for the Dorado?
Well, I'll go with the slug thing first. It's the standard smoke and salt and pepper. It's just a very simple, all-around, great color. And honestly, it's back to the action is the 90% of it. The color, in this case, probably isn't even the 10%, you know. The action first and foremost. But it's a salt and pepper smoke color. It's as simple as it gets.
Salt and pepper smoke color.
Yeah.
And then what was the other question?
The pongas.
Pongas, yeah.
Yeah, we live pongas. We know pongas for sure. Super pongas are a real good boat. You go anywhere, catch the marlin, stay. And they're unique because you can go in close to the beach and go after the gallos, the rooster fish, and bottom fish and everything. And it's real, real easy to book them. We've got a dozen super pongas. So just call the office and book them, or you can book online as well and set them up. And then, you know, watch your times of year and all that. But the hotel is really open for business, wide open, March through November. And those are all good fishing months. You know, but the warmer the water, the better the fishing normally. So,
like right now.
But you know, it changes, though. Like this year, our Rancho Leonero tournament typically is always the first week in June.
Right.
First Saturday through Wednesday in June. And this year, the fishing was really slow. It was really slow. The year before, the fishing was fantastic, better than it was later in the month.
Right.
So fishing is cyclical.
It's enough.
And you just don't, you just book your time and you go. But if you had to pretty much guarantee, if there is a guarantee in fishing, the hot months.
Yeah,
right?
The warmer the water normally, the better the fishing.
Yeah.
And it's fishing, you know. They come and they go, you know. And I have to be careful on the reports because people say, oh, but you
I was there last week and it really wasn't that good. Yeah.
Yeah, and that was last week.
Yeah.
We're talking about last week.
Yeah.
Not this week.
And I've heard you mention about the Dorado and the Marlin, like coming into the, right outside the anchorage and stuff, too.
Oh, no. And truly, the billfish are our most dependable species by far. Striped marlin, we just have so many striped marlin.
Yeah. Crazy.
It's crazy, and people get really used to them. And like I say, 90% of our guests are repeaters, have been years and years. So I say, how did you do today? Well, we had an okay day, and we released two marlin and two or three Dorado or whatever. And you'd be on the front page of the newspaper in Hawaii. You
know, that's no problem.
Right.
And certainly the billfish, it's crazy. And they're close, you know. They're right off the front of the hotel, you know.
Incredible.
2 or 3 miles right off that drop-off, right out in front all the way south.
Incredible.
Know,
so. Pretty awesome. Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, John. That does free up a line. It's been a busy morning. Been full phones. Here's your chance. 213-432-1090. Got a chance to talk to John Island from Rancho Lane Aaron. Also went a pair of Coast of Sunglasses and some accessories, too.
Such a
you
cool
have a good
deal.
Text there?
You know what? I do have a couple.
Yeah, there's
actually
some really good ones.
There is?
Yeah.
I'll start off with this one, and it's kind of cool here. Hang on just a second.
Bear with me. I'm sorry, Pete.
No worries.
This is from Don in Carlsbad. He just had a comment. He says, please tell John he's got such a great radio voice. He should do documentaries. Yeah, it's kind of cool. But and this other one is from Rory in Lake. Says, good morning, guys. I'd like to hear about the surf fishing target species in Rancho Lino. Also, what is John's favorite fish that he catches down there for table fare-wise?
Well, if I can get to the Wahoo, then that would be number one. But the Dorado is really, really good eating. And you know, we get the yellowfin like crazy, and especially this year. So there's always a lot of – I don't think there's anywhere in the world where you can actually get real sushi, same-day caught sushi as appetizers at the bar for nothing. And the guys have a number of different ways to prepare the yellowfin. Now, you know, they mix them up with onions and chilies and all kinds. They have some really, really good fresh fish dishes. Yellowfin, tuna.
That sounds amazing. Yeah.
And straight, you know, sushi.
Yeah. You know, how much better does it get, Pete? I'm sorry. But to be down at the ranch, enjoying yourself, catching fish with whatever, your wife or your son or daughter, and to come in and have that for dinner, like at the most beautiful place on the planet.
They do a really good job cooking the fish. I hadn't had fresh Dorado in a long time until last night.
Yeah.
When we had that epic trip on Wednesday, Tommy P caught a Dorado in amongst the tuna. It was all in with the bluefin tuna. So we cooked a piece. Lolly cooked a piece last night. It was so good. Pan-seared with lemon and salt and pepper and olive oil and lemon.
Wow.
Pan-seared it in a black skillet on the stove, and then put tapenade on top of it. It was fantastic. So fresh Dorado. It doesn't freeze well. Dorado doesn't freeze that great. It'll freeze for a little while. It doesn't hold like tuna or yellowtail.
Right.
But when you get that stuff fresh. Dorado is just unbelievable.
And I'll tell you how we've had it a couple times in the last couple weeks. Yeah. Pete, is sashimi.
Oh,
amazing!
Yeah, really?
Let me tell you.
Okay.
And I had another friend turn me on. Check this out, John. Carpaccio.
Oh, really?
Oh my gosh. Let me tell you. I mean, somehow we have to share a recipe.
Absolutely.
It's great with yellowtail. It's great with tuna.
How do you
it's
make
great with Dorado.
Carpaccio?
So it's like sashimi style, sliced up with, I'll tell you the ingredients, and there is no way to do it wrong. With capers, sliced white onion, green onion, and garlic. I use a zester. The zester was the best thing ever that Dinora introduced me to. I zest the garlic and jalapeno into the olive oil.
Oh.
And you use more olive oil than you think over the fish with the capers and the onion. Let me tell you, it'll knock your socks off.
Wow.
Period. Done.
Wow. That sounds good. Hey, another great text here from Ryan in Anza. I'm coming down in July and only bringing my reels. Do I need to call Pam to reserve a rod?
No.
Good question.
No, you don't need to.
And so let's talk a little bit about that. I only travel now if I can with travel rods. You know, there's some great travel rods now, the three-piece, you can throw them in there. Because a rod tube's really a pain.
Right.
And it's expensive.
Yeah.
So if you come to Rancho Llanero, you don't even need to do that. You have rods that you can put your reels on, right?
We'll marry them to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they'll just be, tell your guys, hey, I need rods for this size, this size, this size.
Right.
And you have them all.
Yeah, and we do have them all. And we have them ready to go. You know, keep in mind, we also have very good equipment on the boat. So you really don't need to bring anything. And I understand that it's a lot more fun to catch fish with your own equipment. So,
but the reels are easy to bring down. And especially if you're flying, especially through Tijuana, you need to check those.
Anywhere, actually. Yeah. You never know. They're vicarious. You never know whether they're going to want it or not. As long as there's line on that reel, they're sketchy.
Yeah.
You need to check it.
Yeah, for sure.
No carry on.
No, don't do that. Yeah, for sure.
Right.
All right, let's jump back in the phones.
Let's do it. How about Doug? Doug from Montebello. Good morning,
Very
Doug.
Good.
Appreciate you joining us.
Yeah, I'm wondering about the cooking part. How does it determine what the staff cooks for the customers?
We have a pretty set menu. we have a
kind of proven recipes, right?
Right, exactly. And you know, we'll customize it. We have vegetarians that come in, and we always can take care of them. And some people have special menu that they need. They have allergies or whatever. And because we're small and all that, we'll literally make you whatever yeah. you need to get by. But otherwise, it's pretty safe. You know, there's fish with every meal.
Well, because people bring in the fish yeah. and they want to eat their fish that they caught,
right.
Dorado or yellowfin tuna or whatever.
Right.
And the nice thing is the ranch is small enough that everybody shares, too. Kind of the plates pass around
cool.
the different,
Always.
Yeah, everybody, because there's so much fish. So in addition to the wonderful meal you may have, you know, carne asada, and then, I'll try my ceviche.
Yeah,
or
there's fish
try this.
Pretty much
yeah.
every night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. If you want it. If you want it.
If you want
but
it.
But why wouldn't you?
Yeah,
why? Right?
Yeah, but everybody shares. It's really nice. It's a great atmosphere. And I might add, too, it's not just the meals, Corey, and this is another reason why
I'm ready
to go there. The dining room, the dining area is Rancho Llanero is the finest dining area that I have ever experienced in my life. It literally you're on the Sierra Cortez. The sun is setting.
Wow.
The breeze is blowing. It's you're literally on the water.
You're painting
yeah.
the picture.
Yeah, it's really amazing.
You can't get closer to the water.
No,
you just can't. I broke the rules on the. I'm encouraging on the federal zone, right? And there's a long story there, but you're
really, long story.
Yeah,
but you got away with it for the last 30 years. So
yeah, 30, and they gave me another 30.
Oh, good.
And they were gonna slam the door. I mean, I was gonna have to take some of the front patio off. And I just, my attorney says, no, man, global warming, the water yeah. level is raising. They said, okay,
yeah.
and they signed me off for another 30.
Which is discussing
thing.
The high tide line.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And they, you know, the this 20 meters, the federal zone is 20 meters from the mean high tide line inland, right?
Crazy.
Yeah, and so, I mean, we're no more than 5 meters from
yeah.
the water.
Incredible.
So we got
so
away
So it's not
it.
Just the food, it's the dining experience. So
pretty much impossible to get any closer than
yeah.
we are.
Pete painted the picture, man.
Yeah.
And all I can envision is a margarita at the
yeah.
bar and overlooking the reef that I'm going to be snorkeling.
And here's the other thing. When there's a full moon or a big moon, all of a sudden you're sitting there having dinner and the moon starts to rise. And it's like, oh,
wow,
my gosh,
Pete.
This is like amazing.
I want to be there
yeah.
right now.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup, man. Leave it with that envision. We're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 and ESPN Radio.
This is Rock Cod Rick for Adventure in Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer, or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure in Camping park it for you. It's simple. Check out their website, adventureincamping.com. Select from over 75 campgrounds they serve. Decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs, request a quote for your desired vacation dates, then just show up and start your adventure. Dallas and I did exactly that, and it was incredible. We chose a beautiful Mammoth Area campground. Adventure in Camping delivered the trailer to our spot. We showed up, enjoyed a clean, spacious trailer without any of the hassle. When it was time to go home, we just closed the door and drove away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure in Camping is for you. Check out adventureincamping.com for details. Make sure to mention Rock Cod Rick sent you for a special 20% off offer, but this special won't last long, so go to adventureincamping.com today.
All right, it's time to talk about great equipment from Shimano, and you know, you just heard Rick, he's down there using that Shimano gear down in Venice, Louisiana, but one thing you know for sure, there's some good fishing going on right now, and the Shimano Pop Orca and the Pop Orca Slim are getting the job done. They're eating that popper, right, Corey?
Oh, man, it's
yeah.
so much fun.
So much fun to throw the popper. And the design is an open mouth design, and that has it's like a jet engine that turns low pressure into high pressure, and the bubble chamber forces the water through, and then it shoots it out, and the commotion and the popper style lure, it just there's nothing like it. It's a unique design that's much slimmer, and then it works. It really, really works. And then they have, of course, you get a big one, through wire construction and high tensile strength hooks. Shimano Pop Orcas will stand up to that giant bluefin tuna that you can catch too. And you talk about distance. With Jet Boost technology, the Pop Orca can cast further than any others, and you can get right on that phone, Mars. So check it out, the Pop Orca and the Pop Orca Slim, now at your local Shimano dealer.
Well, it's September in San Diego, and that means the best part of summer has just begun. The sun is shining and the fish are biting. Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, here to tell you about our Hobie Kayak Endless Summer event. From now until September 11th, get the best deals on the best fishing kayaks during the best part of the year. That means $300 off a new Hobie Mirage Outback, or $250 off a new Compass, $200 off a Thermoform Passport 12, and $175 off the Passport 10.5. The kayaks are in stock and ready to go. So get down to the shop, Fastlane Kayaking, Dana Landing, Mission Bay, and let's enjoy this endless summer.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing for the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zones and longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. We are having so much fun in studio, and it's time for the fish report.
Yeah,
right. It's brought to you by Gamakatsu Hooks. Anglers know the best hooks are made by Gamakatsu, but did you know Gamakatsu also makes amazing tangle-free storage and tackle storage solutions like the G-Box 3200. Utility case for easy jig storage, and Gamakatsu also makes jig heads, a line of fishing pliers, clothing, and more. For the complete lineup, check Gamakatsu.com or your local retailer.
I love the Gamakatsu pliers, man. They're so nice.
Yeah,
they're really
awesome.
Good. Make them in two sizes. Really check them out at your local Gamakatsu dealer. Hey, let's start with a bonus fish report from Captain Art Taylor on the search. Good morning, Art.
Good morning, Art.
Good morning, Pete, Corey, John. Hope everybody's well.
Yeah. How's the fishing?
Oh, wow. Off the charts right now. Dorado, bluefin tuna with a mix of yellowfin tuna, yellowtail at the Coronado Islands. You name it. You can catch it. It's pretty phenomenal.
Yeah. So are you out on the searcher right now?
No, I'm not. I'm headed to the searcher storage garage.
Okay. And the weather has been good, too, right?
Weather's been good. Yes, it has.
Yeah.
You know, we were fortunate to we've had this ongoing relationship with Let's Talk Hookup that we're very, very grateful for. Thank you, Pete, for having this great tradition of day-and-a-half trips on the searcher. And we have a couple scheduled each year, and the last one was a huge success. Everybody got their limit of bluefin tuna at night over various stops. And then Mike
pretty
went
quickly,
a little
too, right?
South. Say that again?
They pretty quickly, too. They got them, they got it done in a couple of hours.
Yeah, yeah. I had some crazy fishing at night right now, and there's opportunity in the same area during the day, too, for you know, fly line and live sardines and catching them that way, too. But nighttime's been crazy good. And there's some more yellowfin showing up. Mike went further south and found a chlorophyll edge on terrafin there and had some troll fish and a few bait fish and saw some fish on the fish finding here there. It didn't bite all that good, but that was pretty encouraging down there around 70 miles. So. And then some Dorado in Mexican waters that's okay, kind of scratchy, but the Dorado that's up in U.S. waters is off the charts right now.
Yeah. And so on our Let's Talk Hookup Searcher Sport Fishing Day and Half trip, they did their number on the bluefin, and then they headed south or headed to a different area and got a bunch of Dorado too, huh?
They got some Dorado, but the majority of what they caught during the day was that yellowfin that Mike found on that chlorophyll edge. So
nice.
Yeah, they just had an all-around good trip, great fishing, good weather, good people, a lot of regulars on that trip. It's was good to see Bob Blum again. And so thank you so much for allowing us to participate in a Let's Talk Hookup trip. It was great.
Well, and thank you and Celia and your whole team there, Team Searchers, for doing such a great job and hosting some fantastic trips. It's always a pleasure. Are we booked for 2023?
2023 schedule is on the website, and you know, those Let's Talk Hookups trips are on the website as well. And so, you know, the 2023 schedule's available. You can go to searchersportfishing.com or call Celia or Aaron at the office there, 619-226-2403.
You better book ahead, though, because they're filling up already. And I want to thank Seaguar Fluorocarbon, AFCO, Gamakatsu Hooks, and Shimano for participating in that trip and giving away a bunch of great stuff for that trip, too. So don't
absolutely,
need...
yeah. It's great to have those fantastic sponsors that help us out.
You know what was really cool, Art? Yeah. Yesterday we had Carl Schmidt on the radio show here and giving the boat such huge accolades, mm-hmm. and how Mike doesn't thump his chest. You don't hear a lot of boisterous comments, you know, from the boat, but they fly under the radar, they get the job done, and they do it better than most.
Mike is doing a fantastic job. He has that passion and drive that I had when I was his age, and so many other captains that are coming up in the industry, and it's really a breath of fresh air that we have so many young guys that have that passion and drive that's going to make them successful in the future.
Thanks, Art. Yeah, that's for sure. And Searcher Sport Fishing, it's a great operation and a great boat, too. If somebody wants to book a trip on Searcher Sport Fishing, what's the best way?
SearcherSportFishing.com, Pete. Go online there and book a spot.
All right.
Book a spot, get your travel insurance, and make a reservation with your processor, please.
Yeah. Do it all at the same time. If you book for the Let's Talk Hookup trip in July of 2023, book that spot. Book your get your travel insurance and get your processing done with Fisherman's Processing. Reserve your spot for that, and they'll take your reservation for sure. Art Taylor, thanks for all the great advice, and thanks for doing such a great job on the Searcher, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Thanks, Pete.
All right.
Awesome stuff.
Continue
man.
On, right?
Right. I can only imagine it's a little tropical down at Cedros Island right now. Good morning, Jeff.
Okay. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, gentlemen. And I'm just sitting here in the backyard drinking a cup of coffee listening to another great show on Let's Talk Hookup. So down on the island, if you're paying attention to what's going on in the weather, they got punched a little bit in the gut this last week by Mother Nature. But, well, when she pitches you some lemons, you turn them into lemonade. So we had some of our crew and Ponga drivers take some guys down onto the beach and proceeded to catch halibut, nice calico bass, and the first time I can remember anybody catching a yellowtail from the shore.
Oh, whoa, cool. From the beach.
So cool.
And our buddy Patrick G is down there. I'll bet he was the one that caught a yellowtail from the shore.
You know, go on the website for Cedros Sport Fishing and look at the pictures that Rosie's posting there and also on Facebook on her site. And maybe it's him. I don't know.
Wow, so neat.
But people were able to get back out, so, you know, it doesn't stay shut down for too long. And, again, you know, sometimes it sounds like a broken record, but, you know, like, John, when you're talking about your place, you know, fishing fantastic all the time. Most of the time everybody goes out and they catch what they want. They have a blast. And how do you say that over and over without sounding like it's a broken record?
Yeah, that's true. And,
yes.
and another beneficiary of the CBX, like the ease of travel and just the most beautiful place on the planet. That's Baja, really.
Yeah, that CBX has really made a difference for you guys, I'm sure.
Oh, it's huge. And, you know, and being that we started down there with what Rosie's doing, you know, 7 years ago, and seeing that international airport on the Mexican side grow and turn into what I think is probably one of the better airports I've ever been through, sure. Not just Mexico, but anywhere. And they make it easy. The crew walks you right through. It's you would have to try to get lost to get misplaced. I mean, it's super, super simple. So, you know, somebody's a little leery and and concerned about, okay, how do I get down there, you know, just to get to the CBX. It's easy. It's on the U.S. side. You walk across the border. You get dropped off in a beautiful airport, nice eateries inside, and, you know, you walk to the gate, jump on the plane, and 2 hours later, you're fishing. You know, you're down on the island, getting your gear ready.
Cedro Sport Fishing makes it so easy. Well, if somebody wants to book a trip to Cedro Sport Fishing, Jeff, how do we do it?
Give Rosie a call. She's standing by with her phone like she always does. And you can reach her at 858-772-7570. And she's been pretty busy because we have another tropical storm coming up the coast, and she's taking care of the customers, but all good there. And you can also go on the website, take a look at the open schedule, and you get there at cedrosportfishing.com. And there's a few spots left open between now and the end of the season. And because there is a couple, I'm jumping back on one and heading down in October. But there's spots scattered around, twos and threes, and I think you've got a couple
spots. Absolutely. And also the 2023 schedule. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate your report. And we'll talk to you next weekend for our 31st anniversary weekend show.
How cool is that?
How about that?
Looking forward to it. Guys,
all right. Thank you, Jeff.
All right.
Hey, and all the way from Cedros, all the way back up to Dana Point. Well, we used to call it the Bass Capital of the West, but I think it's a Dorado
Capital of the West.
How you doing, Mr. Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. You got me okay this morning?
Yes, sir. Loud and
awesome, man. Gosh, crazy week, to say the least. You know, it's been busy, and it's been good, you know. If the trip has been longer than 5 hours right now, it's been getting out there and targeting this mahi. You know, it's been hard to call this, like, very good fishing because we've never seen anything like it. You know, like, unprecedented is probably a better word. You know, sure, we can compare it to that really good yellowtail kelp patty fishing, you know, that we generally associate with, like, an El Nino event. But, you know, we've never seen anything like this. You know, 40 to 50 fish day, to call that a down day on, you know, quality Dorado is, you know, it's not even fair to call it like that. When you have, you know, banger days with, you know, 150, 200, 300 fish. So live sardines, 25-pound monofilament line and a box of, you know, size 1 or 1.0 hooks. Not a pack. You want a box and keep it in your pocket because it's been hot and heavy. So we're strongly encouraging our fishermen as well to, you know, take what you can immediately consume. It's, you know, it's been a very steady and it's been a very good grade of fish, like 8 to 15, 18 pounds, you know. So you can imagine five or six of these fish is plenty to take home. You know, what I call a 10-fish limit, you know, excessive? Yeah, maybe, you know. Come enjoy the opportunity. Come have fun with it. Take some fish home and, you know, just come have a great time. We're also super stoked to see we're seeing some yellowfin kind of filter in as well. You know, we did make some catches on it this week. It's been, you know, different grade, 8 to, like, 15 pound, and then some stuff pushing 30 pounds as well. So it's been on its own bait. It's on some anchovy out there. So it's been a little flighty, a little hard to get over the top of the cast. But, you know, we've been getting some strikes on the jigs, some guys casting Colt Sniper-type jigs into some foamers and some spots that have been up on the surface, and a couple fish on some bait stops. But, you know, I think it's just the beginning. You heard Art there. Some of that stuff's going to continue to push in here, and, you know, I think there will be more to come, so stay tuned on that whole scene. And then finally, you know, just a huge props to our bait company. They're, I don't know how they do it right now, you know, hands down the best bait on the planet Earth, you know, through Everyham.
Oh, yeah.
They're just cranking and burning, and, you know, it's easy to quantify this one. Just imagine going out and doing what you're doing right now with no live bait. You know, you can't really put it into perspective any more than that. So
yeah, there just wouldn't
super
be a way.
Fortunate.
No. Yeah, there wouldn't be a way
to
get it done. And it's so tough this time of the year, Wooly. The bait catching and trying to keep it healthy and then trying to unload it into a harbor where the water's 4 to 5 degrees warmer.
And then the other thing, too, and the maintenance on the bait barges. I was watching them do maintenance the other day on the barges. It's a big job that the Everingham brothers do, and we're very, very grateful for everything that they do.
Absolutely. So we just want to give them a shout-out for sure. And, again, without that, none of this would be happening. So we're stoked for that. So if you guys want to hop on a trip, they are filling fast. I think there is some open availability on an all-day trip, a day or two this week. If you want to get in on that, call the office today and book it. Our number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can link us right there through the Left Out Cookup page. or check us out at canawharf.com.
No, it's awesome stuff, Brian. And I don't see that mahi letting up, man. It's tropical depressions pushing up and just keeping it into the bite of Southern California. Nothing but good times. I like your take, too, on the just take what you can use. Kind of.
Five Dorados, a lot of Dorados.
It's a lot of fish.
Yeah, because it eats best when it's fresh.
When it's fresh.
Yeah.
Totally. 100%. Yeah. It doesn't freeze real well. You just got to eat it fresh.
Yep. Your landing is in the middle of the zone, and definitely book a trip for next week if you can get on. And the number again, Brian?
Our number here, 949-496-5794 or danawharf.com.
Awesome stuff, Brian. We'll talk to you next week, and we'll be right back. Yeah, awesome stuff. We'll be right back, and let's talk hookup. Check this out. We got the surf report coming up, too. I can't wait for that one. It's always my favorite. I wonder if there's a mahi in this surf report.
Could be.
There could be. We're going to be right back, and let's talk hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Capresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trip at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com. We'll be right back.